And colleagues, I am due at the Metropolitan Mayors Alliance. Today we are taking a vote on affordable housing, so I want to make sure I'm there for it. Thank you. Commissioner Salzman, okay. It's all yours.
Thanks, Mayor. So our next item is 943. Could you read that, please?
Accept bid of Skyward Construction, Inc. for the 1900 building restroom upgrades for $1,488,592.
Welcome, our Larry Palat, and want to give us the overview of this?
Good morning, Commissioners. Thank you very much. I am Larry Palat, Procurement Services. You have before you the procurement report recommending a contract award to Skyward Construction for the 1900 building restroom upgrades in the amount of $1,488,592. The Chief Procurement Officer advertised the project on the city's electronic procurement system, received bids. The engineer's estimate on this project was $1,325,792 and was included in the authorizing ordinance. Facility's confidence level at that time was listed as optimal. Bids were opened on July 31st, 2018. Two bids were received. The low bid from Skyward Construction was responsive to the solicitation requirements. Thus, it's recommended that the bid be accepted at the estimated lump sum, quote, total of $1,488,592, which is $162,800 or 12.28% over the engineer's estimate. The basis of the project and part of the reason for the overage, we are mitigating some ADA deficiencies, which we are required by federal law. We added some general neutral restrooms, which are pursuant to not then current city policy, and there's some additional energy efficiency upgrades. Skyward Construction, acting as the general contractor, identified the following areas as opportunities for participation: cleaning, HVAC repair, and painting. There is only $46,900 or 3.2% certified firms subcontracting on the project, apportioned as follows. All of the money is to DBE, or disadvantaged business enterprises, three firms performing all three areas of work: cleaning, HVAC repair, and painting. The Skyward Construction did meet the subcontractor equity requirements for outreach and effort. The current market is such that a lot of times subcontractors are just not ready to bid. I mean, they're busy. Everybody's busy in the marketplace. Skyward Construction is located in Ridgefield, Washington. They are not a State of Oregon certified disadvantaged minority women or emerging small business. They have a current City of Portland business tax registration. They're in full compliance with all of the city's contracting requirements. If the council has any questions regarding the bidding process, I can answer those. Or we do have Randy Selleck from Facilities and Erica Cheek from Skyward Construction in chambers if council wishes to call them up for questions.
Yes, I'd like to hear from Skyward Construction about their outreach efforts regarding the disadvantaged women, minority businesses.
Thank you. Ma'am. Erica, there you go.
Hello.
Good morning. Can you tell us your name and just talk to me a little bit about how you tried to get more?
Erica Cheek with Skyward Construction. So usually what I do is I go through the COBID website.
Do you have any idea what that stands for?
It's COBID. It's the state certification website.
Thank you.
Yes. And I look for the classifications that we need to reach out to. I create a spreadsheet, and I email all the trades, and so they have all the documents, the specs, and the plans. And then usually within a week, I follow up to make sure they're bidding. This time for this job, most of my calls went to voicemail. But I leave a message, make sure they know that they can call me back. But we didn't get a lot of participation for this. A lot of people, usually they tell me they're very busy. They don't have time to bid on this job. That's usually what I hear.
And have you had better success in other projects?
Not at this time of year, no. Everyone's very busy.
Well, thank you for
that. We are finding the same thing, that so many subcontractors are overworked. Well, they're getting lots of money, but they're very, very busy, and we are having almost all of our vendors are having serious issues with retaining, so getting to certified subcontractors.
Yeah, that's obviously some business opportunities for more firms to enter the market. So But that takes a lot of capital and a lot of know-how and building those businesses. So thank you for your efforts, and thank you for being here. I appreciate that.
More questions?
Okay. Any more questions? Okay, accept the motion to accept the report.
Second.
Okay, moved and seconded. Please call the roll.
I'm sorry, who moved the report?
Dan moved and I moved seconded. It.
Thank you. Udaley.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye. Okay, thank you.
Thank you all very much.